Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, May 18th, 2018. On this day, in 1793, the first modern republic in Germany, the Republic of Mainz, was declared by Andreas Joseph Hoffmann. The Berlin Initiative, Kita-Krise, has rescheduled its demonstration for more educators, originally registered for Sunday, May 27th, by one day. The reason being, the AfD demonstration march was announced on the same day with around 10,000 expected participants and a similar number of counter-demonstrators. Kita-Krise could no longer guarantee the safety of the families who plan on attending the demonstration for more educators and against the Kita deficiency in Berlin, as it is planned as a family-friendly event. The initiative remarked in a press release that Kita-Krise expressly disassociates itself from the political attitude of the AfD and sees no possibility to carry out its own demonstration without disturbances and security concerns, and that in the end, the well-being of children and parents is in the foreground. From the organizers' point of view, the expected several thousand demonstrators and police officers around Pariser Platz jeopardized their peaceful event. The demonstration is now scheduled for Saturday, May 26th, and the starting point, distance, and destination should remain the same. It starts at 10 a.m. at Dorothea Schlegelplatz near Friedrichstrasse S-Bahn station. The final rally is planned for 11 a.m. at the Brandenburg Gate. The AfD plans to start its demonstration at the main station under the motto, Future Germany, on Sunday at 12 noon. There is bad news for speeders in East Berlin. There are only a few stationary speed cameras, or blitzers, in this part of the city, a total of three. Beyond Frankfurter Allee, there is currently not a single device of this kind, but this will change soon. Of the 10 speed camera columns to be added in Berlin in 2018, four will be set up in the east, one in Mitte, not far from Alexanderplatz, and three in the Treptow-Köpenick district, which will be receiving stationary speed cameras for the first time. Frank Schottling, the new head of the traffic department at the police headquarters, wants to ensure that the 10 cameras can go into operation by 2018. At the moment, there are 22 speed cameras on Berlin streets. Five systems measure the speed of vehicles rolling past them. Four devices check whether the vehicles stop when the traffic light is red, and another 13 speed cameras detect both speeding and red light violations. Nine of the speed cameras to be installed this year will also be combined systems. The 10th one, which is positioned in Heiligensee on the A111 towards the city, will only record speed. Three big events this weekend have Berliners in a good mood, the police in a state of high alert, and will surely cause barriers and traffic jams in some parts of the city. Tens of thousands of visitors are expected in the area around Zosnerstrasse for the Carnival der Kulturen in Kreuzberg. On Saturday, thousands of motorsport fans will head to Tempelhof for the Formula E race at Tempelhofer Feld and the DFB Cup final a little later in the evening in the Olympic Stadium. Fans of Bayern Munich and Eintracht Frankfurt will gather in the city center, where celebrations are traditionally held in Breitscheidplatz. On Sunday, the actual multicultural parade starts at the Carnival der Kulturen with 4,000 participants in 68 groups. However, the procession does not run from Hermannplatz in Neukölln via Hasenheide and Gniesenstrasse to Yorkstrasse as before, but in the opposite direction this year. As it was last year, police will be present with patrols and other security measures. A year ago, special attention was paid to security, the attack at the Christmas market having been only 5 months prior. Whether this year access roads to the carnival procession and to the football celebrations are secured, particularly with barriers, has not been communicated yet. What is certain, however, is that the carnival organizers are planning stricter access controls. As soon as 75% of the capacity has been reached during the festivities, mathematically, this means two people per square meter. Individual access roads are to be closed depending on their location. During a raid against alleged human smugglers, a story Berlin Briefing reported on earlier this week, police came across the biggest crystal meth discovery of recent years. Investigators found almost 9 kilograms of the synthetically produced substance in an apartment in Neu-Hohenschönhausen. On the black market, the drugs would have a value of about 500,000 euro. Approximately 200 federal police officers and the Berlin State Police searched about 20 apartments on Tuesday morning, two of them in Brandenburg. A German-Vietnamese gang is accused of having arranged fictitious marriages, among other things. And lastly, as Berlin Briefing is nearing its first birthday, we want to celebrate with you. Send a message with your mailing address via Facebook, Twitter, or to berlinbriefing@gmail.com, and we'll send you stickers for you to help us get the Berlin Briefing word out. Due to the holiday on Monday, we will be back on Tuesday. And as always, thanks for listening.